We continue our conversation with Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. The topic this go round, the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard. Currently, the EPA is accepting comments on what they have proposed to do for 2017 when it comes to the RFS. Roger Johnson says, very simply, NFU wants them to follow the law, the levels that have already been set by Congress.
Comment period right now is open for RFS. The Renewable Fuel Standard, and they had a big hearing here recently in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're sitting right in the middle of country that doesn't totally buy into the ethanol, because you can go down to the street and you find gas stations that sell gas proudly and predominantly with no ethanol.
Yeah.
Around the country in general, ethanol is very much a part of our gas supply. Is EPA treating the ethanol industry fairly?
Well, you're right that the RFS around most of the country in ag country is very popular. You get into sort of more the animal sector, and you find more mixed opinions about it. To answer your question about is EPA treating it fairly, I would say no. The law is the law, and they ought to be following the law. And the law lays out not a requirement that consumers have to buy this stuff. It lays out a requirement that the oil industry has to allow access into their supply system so that consumers, if they want to buy higher levels of ethanol, they can. Mm-hmm. It's not just ethanol, it's other biofuels as well. And EPA has been chopping back on what has been required under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the hearing was about. And, we have objected consistently on that basis. I mean, we've been strong supporters of the renewable fuel standard for ethanol and other biofuels, and in particular about sort of the promise of the longer term advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol and those kinds of things, which have enormous environmental benefits. But the technology is kind of where corn ethanol was 20, 30 years ago. It needs development. It needs some public policy support. It needs to know that if companies are going to invest in this new technology, that they're not going to be frozen out of the marketplace. That's what the RFS was designed to do, is to give them access to the market. Because if you don't do that legally, the oil companies largely control that market, the distribution system. And they will simply say, I don't care what the price is. I don't care if it's half of what gasoline is. We're not going to put it in our pumps. And so that's been the fight over the years. And we're going to continue to – we're in the process of writing up comments now that will be submitted during this comment period to EPA, arguing that they need to follow the law, they need to get back on a path of certainty so that investment dollars can flow in and this industry can be further developed.
NFU President Roger Johnson. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.